God just needs you to be obedient to be able to get all the gifts which He has for you in your life. Good day and welcome to another episode of Theater of Mind with JB. Please sit back and enjoy today's episode of the Sunday Smash Edition titled Obedience and Grace. As God said in the book of Jeremiah 11, verse 29, when He said, I have plans for you, plans which will make you to prosper in life, plans which will not harm you, but will give you blessings in life. That's what God said. So we all have to know that God has plans for us, plans which are made for us to live and reveal our best thing, our best life, our greatest life which we have to live. God just wants us to have a good life, but that all requires us to be obedient. We have to understand with God, things just don't happen overnight. That's the problem with people. God might have planned that a person might live in a big mansion, but people will sit back and expect that everything will just happen. They don't have to keep on working and they don't have to be obedient. They just believe that God will just move them from point A to B and then they will get that house. It doesn't work like that. If you look at the story in the Bible of Abraham, they told him earlier in his life that he's going to have a child. Look at the age where his wife and him got the child. Deep in their life, where most of us could have given up that we were never going to get a child. But God gave them a child. Why? They passed the test of obedience. God can say you're going to be rich, or God is going to make sure that you get a car, a BMW, a Porsche, or whatever car you want. You on your end, you have to be obedient, okay? People think that everything just comes nearly willing. This is the test of faith, people. Like, this thing of religion is the test of faith. You have to understand that God doesn't just give you. You have to be obedient, okay? That's what one thing people forget. If they get those gifts which God has for them in store, what do you think they do? They relax. They no longer follow those rules. They tend to think that they done it themselves. They don't thank God. Everything which we do in this life is not ours. Everything which happens here is for the power of the Lord. We are just people living here. And where does the grace come in? You might be praying each and every day, but you might not be praying enough. And God keeps on granting you life. And there might be a person who prays very hardly, but that person might pass away. And you might expect that you are praying, you might think that you're praying very hard. You're not praying very hard. It's just His grace which is making you to wake up each and every day. Ask yourself, why did God take some people who were who had the true faith in them? Their faith was something which yours still needs to be repaired. Okay, they had a strong faith in the Lord. One thing you have to understand is that sometimes when God wakes you up, keeps on waking you up each and every day, He hopes that you will change, that you still have time. If you look at the book of James, what do we get from that book? There's just one message from that book which I took. That message is, there is no tomorrow. You don't know if there's a tomorrow. So whatever, when God keeps on waking you up day in and out, there's one thing for you to do. Make sure you change. If yesterday you had naughty thoughts in your mind, all of us get tempted with naughty thoughts in our mind. And those naughty thoughts are evil thoughts. Like, I'm a man, I won't lie to anyone. And most men, they can agree that sometimes naughty thoughts comes when a lady is wearing different clothes and that lady is not, you're not dating that girl or that woman. You just meet them across the road. You see them, how they are wearing. Those thoughts might come in your mind. It's not like because you like that girl when you go there, but because how they are wearing might strike something in your mind. And when it strike in your mind, when you go and approach that girl or that woman, you won't be approaching her because of you love her, you like her. Sometimes you might be approaching that person because the way they're wearing them just attracts you to think that's gonna be a way easier way for you to just to get to sleep with them. I might speak like I'm speaking lies, but we have to always remember that there is no tomorrow. As the book of James tried to warn us about that, we have to be careful that we don't control tomorrow. Each and every day that you wake up is a gift from God. Don't say you are the one who wakes up each and every day. I can plan that I can do a lot of things tomorrow. I can have a list of good things which I want to do tomorrow. But am I the one in charge of me waking up tomorrow? No, I am not. Is it? It's all about His will and grace. So if God continues to give us His grace, we have to keep on trying by all means to be obedient, to pass the test of time. It's like this in life. You may be obedient for a certain period, and you might expect that obedience is enough and God must give you everything. God, that if you look at people tend to have this other way of that. They judge their own thing. They judge their own actions. You cannot be your own judge in life. That can never ever happen. The minute we just start to understand that if God has placed our gift, and our gift is in 3 kilometers, because you were obedient for 1.5 kilometers, and the gift is in 3.5, the distance of 3 kilometers, and you decide to, and then you were obedient for 1.5. God is not gonna give you because you are halfway. If you decide to be disobedient along that, and you decide to be disobedient when you are at 1.5 kilometers instead of being at 3 kilometers, I meant to say, if you be disobedient, guess what happens? You go back and start again. That's what people do not understand, that when you mess up and you get to misbehave, you do not just automatically start over from where you disobeyed. No. You go back. You start from where? Zero. You have to understand that in life, it's all about obedience. Okay? Sometimes people who get things are those people who, when you see them, they act sometimes as if you can refer them to be people who don't know what they want. People who are calm, they're quiet. They are very humble. Those people who, when you look at them, some people might refer them to being a little bit foolish. They don't know anything. It's better to be a fool sometimes and keep quiet than instead of throwing each and everything away. Because the process of God is something which takes time. God doesn't just give because a person assumes that whatever he has done deserves him to be granted those gifts. It's like this: if you find a person who is a worshipper, they might assume that because they have been a worshipper for a long time, they don't ask themselves if God promised them gifts. They don't ask themselves why are those gifts not arriving, but they keep on being believers. But if they keep on messing up here and there, they start all over again. Even if they are close, if they mess up when they're nearly close, they will start over again and again and again until they get that. They have to remain obedient. People who are worshippers, I understand and see the mistake they make, because they do not. It's like the sin which they do. It's like this. The sin which they do is that they assume that they know God better than anyone. They assume, since they are long time worshippers, no one can tell them about God. They start to act as if they are godly themselves. That's when those gifts which God wants to give them, He doesn't. Or when He gives them those gifts, that nice life, God comes back and takes them instead of giving them more. Because He gives them, they don't come back and ask, they say, thank you. They say, I did everything. They become greedy, they become cocky. They do not look and care for other people. It's like they think they are better, they are superior, better than each and every individual. God doesn't like those such people. I won't lie to you. Look who God chose to use. He chose to go and get the people from Egypt, the people of Israel, to show you that God doesn't go with those people who think they know everything, they are very smart. Those people who do not assume to be knowledgeable, or those people who they don't like the most. He went out and He chose Moses. Moses was a person who was just looking after the sheep. He was a shepherd. And you heard Moses when God told him, go there. But he said, how can you choose me? That's what he asked God. How can you choose me? A person who stammers. That's the question. How can you choose me? He asked the Lord, how can you choose me? You see, God, those people who think they know, God doesn't recognize them anyway. They don't know according to Him. He looks at the hard people. That's where everything is with God. Yes, people may say you are clever, intelligent, or so whatever. But God looks at the heart. That's what all matters with God. We can give you all accolades and say that person is clever. And then there's a child in the middle class, doesn't get any award. That's where God will come and say He blesses that child there. And you might assume that that child is not clever, but you might be stunned at the end when life is going on. That child who doesn't collect any awards in school, God will bless that child with a lot of intelligence after school. And then you might find that child who was collecting awards there and everything. And one thing which happens is not that their child is going to be him who is being punished. Sometimes it's the parents who will be bragging about saying, my child is very clever than all of them. Bragging all over the one who's at the middle. Bragging, saying that they're not clever. Not knowing God would go out and give that person. You know, those people who are there in the middle, they're very obedient. That's what I can tell you. Those children, they're very obedient. They are there at the middle class there. They're very obedient. And it happens time and time again that God chooses them He blessed them. Look who he chose to go and take the children. I repeat, he chose Moses. Okay, to do what? A hard mission. Go to Egypt. Take my children out of Egypt. Lead them to the promised land of Canaan. He didn't go out looking for someone who spoke well. He chose the person who he knew had it in him. So that's how it happens in life. God will not bless. Most of the time you will find out after school, after high school, and comes university, that child was in the middle there when it came to result. That child might be the one opening a business, the one who goes out collecting all awards at school, smiling. Their parents saying they are very clever, their children are very superior, they are the best learners in the whole school. Yeah, because of their bragging to others, they are gloating, they are becoming selfish. God will just go and give those ones at the middle, and you'll find out they open a business. That child comes back and works for that person who is not, who people were referring as a middle class in school. Why? I see. Also myself, I was somewhere around there. You know, when I write books, or when I have been working on this album, which I have been working on, which is done and released on the 21st of this month, it was released. One thing I have to understand is that God will give you strength, and God will give you some intelligence. God will bless you, and you won't even know. I'm not trying to brag here. I'm just trying to say God knows what he does. Okay, he didn't lie in Jeremiah 11 verse 29. He knew his words. Okay, if you remain humble and you stick by him, he's not gonna throw you away. I'm not bragging, but what I'm saying is something which is reality in life. It happens. If you are humble, you keep quiet. Sometimes you act as if you are a fool. You keep quiet. You do not jump stages in life. You keep on going, even if life hits you hard. You keep pushing the word of God. You keep on believing in him. He won't throw you away. Believe me, he is gonna grant you some things which you don't even believe. Because everything which I do in my life, I don't believe that it's me at this point. Okay? I was just a small kid, me. I just that kid who have ideas only. I didn't have any plans of how I will cross bridges. But I remained obedient with the path of God. I don't do anything. Okay? I know that the Lord loves us all. Okay? And sometimes when you are quiet, people assume that you know nothing. I keep quiet most of the time. Okay? And what God does for me is simply amazing. Okay? I keep on asking myself, is it really me who is doing whatever I'm doing? I can't believe I have accomplished some things which I do. Okay? And the fact that I am even failing to talk and tell people that I'm the one, I have books, I have written everything. I can't. I don't know. I clearly don't even know how I can go out and sing to people. I am an author. I fail in doing that. I absolutely fail. Dismally, I can't do it. My humbleness doesn't allow me to brag even about my books or anything. But what happens? God keeps loving me God just keeps on giving me the strength. God just keeps on giving me life. And I would like to say, if you remain obedient, and if you trust in Him, surely He's going to give you something which will leave you shocked like I am. I wake up each and every day and I say, thank you. It's not every day where someone who doesn't know even know how to talk too much, doesn't know how to brag, a person keeps on being blessed the way I am blessed. I'm not bragging at all. I'm just trying to say, if you remain obedient, then His grace and His will happen upon your life. And you will keep on going and you will go far. One thing which I'm sure will happen, people will hate you. Because people, they hate it when they see other people rising. Those people who they looked down upon, those who they didn't even imagine can do it in life, can do whatever God gives them to do. They take the chances and they push what God says they must do, they do it. Because at the end of the day, when Jesus say yes, nobody can say no. So we have to understand that obedience is the key to unlocking a lot of potentials and a lot of gifts which God has for you. And His grace will keep on waking you up and giving you the strength until the last day. As long as you remain humble, you're obedient with His laws, and you do not jump stages in His life, do what He says. I'm telling you, life will be sweet for you. Even if you go through hard times, it doesn't mean when that you're obedient, you're just going to have a sail through time. No. You're going to go through bumpy times, tough times. But no, He's always there. He's going to guide you. As long as you remain obedient, His grace is always going to be there with you each and every day. You will do things which you don't even imagine in your life you could have done 5 years ago. You will do a lot of things with your life which you didn't ever imagine. His love is purely amazing. God, if you are obedient, and His grace will do the rest. I'm JB State, and I say thank you.